Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, welcome back to the Dave Plyer Show here on WGN Radio. Kenosha has been thankfully out of the news, but it doesn't mean the city doesn't need the support of surrounding communities and states. City faces more than $11 million in damage from the riots that took place in August. Countless businesses were damaged or burned to the ground, and one of the businesses that still gratefully stands today is Frank's Diner. It's the oldest continually operating lunch car diner in America, opening back in 1924. Kevin Irvin and his wife Julie are the proprietors, and Kevin joins us on the Team Hochberg phone line tonight. Hey, Kev, what's going on, pal?
Hey, Dave, how are you tonight?
I am good. You know, I was up for lunch, and I'm sorry I missed you, up at your place on the way home from a client meeting up north midweek. And although I've seen pictures, I've read your posts, I've seen it on the news, much like here in Chicago, nothing really describes the devastation until you see it for yourself.
Yeah, it really takes your breath away when you see it, and not in a good sense. I mean, I still remember, it's crazy, it's almost a month ago already. Next week it'll be a month, but it seems like it was yesterday, going downtown that Monday morning and seeing the devastation and destruction that was caused. I was interviewed a number of times on television, and each time I burst into tears.
It just took
it away from me.
Well, it's that, but, you know, because it's been somewhat out of the spotlight until the president came there earlier in the month, but, you know, when I drove through, I wasn't sure what I was going to expect. And, you know, much like when downtown, when we had the serious weekend of riots and looting and so forth, you know, I drove down here, I was working, so I got to drive through the city, and it's heartbreaking to see, obviously. And I know Kenosha is really, especially downtown, is such a tight-knit community. And it's just not something, you know, and obviously we know what happened that incited a lot of this, but it's just not something you would expect. I was still quite devastated for these businesses.
Yeah, and it's true. Kenosha is a tight community, and we're getting tighter. Another area that was hit hard was the uptown. So my business in downtown is basically the 600 block. Uptown is the 2200 block, or 2200, yeah. So a little bit of distance between those two places, but, you know, Uptown was hit really hard. Places were burnt down to the ground there, you know, historical places. And because of this, the downtown and the uptown now are pulling together, and how can we help each other? How can we rebuild together? How can we make Kenosha stronger and a better place? So out of the destruction and all the badness, there's a lot of good that is coming out of it. So,
well, I know you're very, that hope. Yeah, no, I know you're very involved in the business community up there, and downtown Kenosha has had so many. I mean, you know, there's some older abandoned department stores and stuff, but, you know, when you drive through, you can see so many small businesses that have been popping up over these last few years. And, you know, I know it's, I'm hoping you guys are having good conversations, and I know it needs to be funded, obviously, but to start cleaning up a little bit more and rebuilding your city.
Yeah, that's all part of the conversation right now. So, you know, Downtown Kenosha Inc. has raised some money, but it's still a lot to go. You know, we're looking for $1 million goal, and we're about a quarter of the way there, so anybody who wants to contribute, you know, if you go to onekenosha.com, that'll link it to anything that's a legitimate, you know, fundraising effort for both the uptown and the downtown. And boy, every penny we'd appreciate, that's for sure. I can tell you that.
Well,
and it's going to be all put to good use. So.
Good. Well, I, you know, the reason I know a little bit about that area really is because of your place. And I don't know, we met over 10 years ago in an event with our broadcast museum. And I think I literally came in there one day with some cousins who said, you got to try this place. And I was shocked to see you there. I'm like, hey, what are you doing here? You're like, oh, this is my place. Yeah, this is my place. Frank's Diner, 1924. As we said, oldest continually operating lunch car diner in America. It's been featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri. And, you know, tell us a little bit about the history of this place, Kev.
Yeah, so Anthony Franks, he was the original owner, and hence the name Frank's Diner. Everyone thinks it's like, I'm Frank. People ask me that all the time. Are you Frank? And I say, no, but I will be Frank with you. And so,
yes, you will.
But, yeah, you will. Yes, I will. I have a reputation.
You do.
Well, when you're my size, you know, I'm 6'5" and 400 pounds. I can get away with a lot.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. A lot of famous people, though, have been there over time that have performed at the local theater and stuff. So they walked all over to Frank's to have a meal.
Yeah, because, you know, Kenosha is situated between Milwaukee and Chicago. During the days of vaudeville and such, guys would take a train, you know, and going from either Chicago to Milwaukee or vice versa, they'd stop in Kenosha and do a show over the night, you know, get a little more money for themselves. So they would usually do a matinee show and then an evening's performance, and then the next day take off, you know, to Milwaukee. So, yeah, a lot of guys would stop in. We had Bela Lugosi. He was doing, you know, one-man Dracula reading at the time.
Wow.
These are in the 40s. The Three Stooges, Moe, Larry, and Shemp.
I feel better that it's not Joe. So glad to hear it was Shemp.
It was Shemp. Yeah, unfortunately, Curly had, this was 46 or so, so Curly had already left the performing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a lot of, and we were really fortunate because Don Frank's son, Anthony Frank's son, Don, you know, he just passed away about 5 years ago.
No,
but he was a regular at the time, and he would tell us all these stories because he was a kid when all this happened.
Wow!
And you know, he told me the story and showed me where the Three Stooges sat, and you know, they came in, and he was like 16 at the time, and punky little kid, and he said to Mo, you know, you guys aren't even funny.
Oh,
and they proceeded to do like a 15-minute routine around him.
Wow.
You know, him being the butt of the joke, and the whole diner was packed, and people were just laughing. And when they were done, you know, they thanked him for being a good sport, and they gave him, you know, 4 tickets for his family for the evening show.
So that's awesome.
It all worked out.
That's awesome. Yeah. You forgot to mention Lawrence Welk and Tom Skilling, and we've really never mentioned those two names.
And Dave Plyer, you know.
That's true. That's true.
Don Lewis from WGN also. You know, he's a Kenosha boy.
He is
whenever
a Kenosha
he comes
guy.
Home, he stops in. So.
Yeah. And you have great food. I mean, everything is from scratch. Fresh bread,
thanks.
Cinnamon rolls, corned beef hash, biscuits and gravy. Your soups are absolutely incredible. And I just want to tell you this one story. I mean, and I've told you this before. One of the first times we were there, my son Josh, he was much younger, wanted cheese in his omelet, and I think one of your folks handed him his own plate when he said, I don't have any cheese in here, and he said, go in the kitchen and tell him whoever's back there, they forgot the cheese, and he was scared to death and walked back there, but he got the cheese for his omelet, and of course your garbage plate. But tell folks again where your place is, Kev.
Sure, we're right in downtown Kenosha, 508 58th Street, just about a couple blocks west of the lake and beautiful downtown Kenosha. We're boarded up right now, a lot of us, but we're still up and running and still looking to see and serve and make people happy. So
Frank's Diner Kenosha.com is where you can find more information. Thoughts and prayers for the community of Kenosha, of course. You will rebuild.
Thank you very much,
and
David.
We'll see you soon, pal.
I hope so.
All right.
Good talking to you.
Thanks again. Same here. Be well. All right. It's 720 WGN.